Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Yud Ches. We're learning today Le'ila Nishmas Morris Wallenstein, Moshe ben Uriah Shraga. May all the Nishmas we learn from have an aliyah. We are 11 lines down from Yud Ches Omer Aleph with the words Omer Abaye. Abaye tells us, Avir Shlosha, if you have a space of three tefachim, B'sukkah Gedola, and it's in a large sukkah. We discussed in yesterday's shiur that if you have a space in a smaller sukkah, so whether it's filled in with pasul eschach or with avir, if it's a 7x7 sukkah, even three tefachim is going to ruin it. But here we're dealing with, you have a space of three tefachim in a larger sukkah. So, you now, that would be no good if it went across the entire sukkah. So now, umiyato bein bekonim bein mishpudim, and you filled it in with either kosher eschach, konim or kosher eschach, or shpudim or metal spits, which are non-kosher eschach. In any event, you have reduced the airspace from being 3.0 tefachim, which would ruin it, to less than that, and therefore heavy miyut. It is a valid miyut, and therefore in a sukkah gedola, you now have a kosher sukkah. However, it was mitzumtzum, it was besukkah kitana, that was 7x7, so it depends what you will memayit with. If you will memayit with kosher eschach, then it's good. Bekonim heavy miyut, because now you have less than three tvachim of airspace, and therefore, even in a 7x7 sukkah, if you have less than three tvachim of airspace, it's still a kosher sukkah. But if you fill it in bishpudin with non-kosher eschach, so then you still have an ineffective sukkah. It's too small because three tefachim of it are not kosher, and therefore low heavy miyut. That doesn't count as a valid miyut, and it's still a non-kosher sukkah if it was an exactly 7x7 tefachim sukkah. Rashi points out, in Dibra Maskel bishpudim lo heavy miyut, the afal gav v'lo mizeh yeshir lev sol. Even though you have, for example, 1.5 of non-kosher eschach and 1.5 of airspace, they do combine together. However, miu kibun deiko gimu tvachim bahadade, since they're all together, the nafkim hechshu sukkah, you don't have a kosher sukkah, and therefore lo mitzdarfim bahadoli ashlum lo shiura, you don't have an adequate size sukkah, and therefore it's not good. Now, the Gemara continues and says v'hani milim minatzad. This applies when you have the space between the schach and the wall, with the airspace next to the wall. I will be emsa in the middle, so then this is a separate machlokis. Pligibor of Acha of Ravina. Here you have a machlokis between Ravacha and Ravina. Chadamar, one of them said, Yesh love would be emsa, v'chadamar en love would be emsa. The reason why it would be filled in on the side, if it was less than three tvachim, is because it's going to the wall, and the wall has the principle of lovud. If it's less than three tefachim, so then we consider the schach to the wall as being filled in with lovud, halachically filled in. So that is true if it's on the side. Everybody agrees when it's on the side. Hani milim min atzad. But there is a machlokis, can you apply lovud in the middle of the sukkah, between Ravacha and Ravina? One of them says that normally Ravina is the one that is mekel. So presumptively, he is the one that would say that even in the middle, it's lovud in the middle. But we don't know that for certain. But Ravacha and Ravina, one of them, Mestama Ravina, said that it's Yesh Lavud B'Emsa, and the other one, Mestama Ravacha, said Ein Lavud B'Emsa. Now, my time of demand the Omer Yesh Lavud B'Emsa. What would be the reason why we would allow Lavud in the middle? That's based upon the following brisa, the Tanya. Korah Yotza Mikosel Zeh. If you have a Korah, now here we're talking about the dinim of a Mavui, which is enclosed on three sides, and it's open on the fourth side to Rishus HaRabin. So if you remember back when we learned this Gemara in Erevin, so there is a din that you have to enclose that fourth side in some halachic way to make sure to prevent you from carrying from the mavui, which is a rishus hayochid midoraisa, into the right adjacent to it rishus harabin, which would be an issa daraisa if you were to carry from this rishus hayochid into rishus harabin. Now, the rabbis enacted over here that we have to put up a lechi or a korah, which I'll explain in a moment what it is if you don't remember, in this area to even allow you to carry in this Rishus HaYochim in the Raisa on a Durabonim level because of this concern that it looks so much like the Rishus HaRab, you could easily go and cross that fourth wall, which is an open space, that fourth side, and therefore they insisted that you put up either a Lechi, which is a vertical post, or Korah, which is a horizontal beam going from one end to the other end. Now, in regards to the Lechi, we're not going to be discussing that right now. But in regards to the Korah, we learned in the Braisa, Korah HaYotzu Mikosel Zeh. Let's say you have this open-sided fourth wall of the Mavoi. You have an eastern side and a western side. So on the eastern side, the Korah goes out. Korah HaYotzu Mikosel Zeh. Veinu Nogas Mikosel Lecher. It doesn't reach all the way to the western side. But it reaches within lavud distance of it. Or v'chein shtei korot, if you have a beam coming out on the eastern side, a beam coming out on the western side, The Einu Nogos Zubazu, and they don't reach in the middle. There is a space in between. Again, within the distance of Lavud, it's less than 3.0 tvach. So the Gemara says, in both of these situations, if it's pachos bishlosha, when it reaches from the eastern wall almost all the way to the western wall, but it's missing it by 2.9 or less, or in the middle they meet, but they don't meet exactly, and they're still apart by 2.9 or less than 3.0. So pachos bishlosha, ain ot sarach lahavi koracheres. You don't have to bring another beam and fill in the space, because we say that Lavud applies. Now, we're saying that Lavud applies not only when it's on the side of the wall, when it's going from the east all the way to the western side, and it's just missing by a little bit, but even in the middle. So therefore, you clearly see that Lavud applies even in the middle. So that's according to Man D'Yomid. It says, Yesh Lavud B'Emsa. But if it would be a 3.0 Tvachim, Shloshah, Tzarech Lavi Karacheres, then you would have to bring another beam because you don't have the principle of Lavud. No, that's clearly Yesh Lavud B'Emsa. What would the other Man D'Yomid do? If this was Ravina Shita, what would Rav Acha do with this Braisa? So V'idach, what would Rav Acha say about this? So he say, Shiny Chorus to Rabban. He says, you know why you can be lenient over here? The whole din is a din the Rabbanan. And the rabbi said you can be lenient over here. But in regards to a din d'Araisa, i.e. Sukkah, so you can't be lenient because it's a din d'Araisa. Now the Gemara asks the other question. Let's say Rav Acha was the Mamachmir opinion, my time of the Man D'Yomid, ain't Lavud B'Emsa. According to Rav Acha, who says that there is no Lavud in the middle, why not? So this is based upon a Mishnah in Ahalos. Now, what does it say in that Mishnah, Dithnan? If you have Aruba Shebabayis, Ruba Poseach Tepach, if you have a skylight, an opening in the ceiling of the house, and it is a Tepach by a Tepach in dimension. So now, this could be considered separate from the rest of the house in the following way. Now, Rashi points out this Mishnah, Tosafot says the same thing. This Mishnah is part of a much larger Mishnah, and we're only giving us the Rashi Tevos over here, just for what we're interested in. And Tosafot points out, at the end of the Dibur HaMasel, Ein Baruba, Rashi says a similar idea. He says, why doesn't it write the entire Mishnah over here? V'hachalo ma'isi lo kula. We don't list the entire Mishnah over there from all those. Shederach HaGemara lekatzim mishnayos shall say the Taharos. But the Gemara is one to go and not write down the complete mishnayos and say the Taharos. There was no Gemara in Taharos. It wasn't learned as extensively. And therefore, they would only bring in the parts that were essential for our understanding rather than go through a much larger discussion that wasn't relevant. In any event, this house has a hole in the ceiling, intentionally, a skylight that is an aruba, that is one tefach by one tefach. So now there's tumas smeis in the house. Normally, tuma in the house, if it's tumas smeis, there's a concept of ohel, that everything underneath that roof will become tummy as well with the tumas smeis. Except if you have the skylight. Now, if you have tuma babayis, you have tuma anywhere underneath this ceiling, so then everything else underneath there, kulo tummy. However, anything that is directly underneath the skylight, Masha Kineget Aruba, is tar, is going to be tar, because it's not underneath the roof. This one by one tefach area is going to make it that it's not underneath the roof. Similarly, the Mishnah there continues, and that's why we're not going to see much of a chiddush over here in the second part. Rashi and Tosfos both point out that the chiddushim over here are in other inyanim that aren't pertinent to our discussion. So it's not going to sound like it's such a great chiddush or such a reason why we have to have the second part of this Mishnah. In any event, it says, if the tumah is keneged aruba, if you have underneath the aruba the tumah smeis, kol habayis kulo tahor. So the rest of the house is going to be tahor because it's not underneath the ceiling, because it went straight up through the skylight, the tumah, and it didn't spread out through the oha. Now, we're going to say almost the same thing again. Ein baruba poseach tefach. Let's say the aruba, the skylight, was actually less than a tefach by a tefach. So the din is exactly the same. Again, Rashi and Tosfos point out that it's different for other dinim, but not for what we're interested in. So if you have over here the skylight that is less than a tefach by a tefach, ein baruba poseach tefach. So then, if you have tumah babayis, nevertheless, so it spreads out underneath the entire roof, but not underneath the aruba, even though the aruba is less than one by one tefach. Kineged aruba is still going to be tar. If you have a piece of food or a utensil underneath that skylight, it's going to remain tar. Likewise, tumah kineged aruba. If the tumah is directly underneath the aruba, kol habayis kulo tar. The rest of the house is tar. So there's really no difference in the outcome from our point of view between the first scenario and the second scenario, whether it's a tefach by a tefach or less than a tefach by a tefach. For all purposes, the din is the same. Again, in terms of other dinim, it's different. Therefore, you clearly see from over here And we don't apply the principle of Lavud. Lavud is three tefachim. And here it's a tefach by a tefach, or less than a tefach by a tefach, and we don't halachically say that it's filled in. So this is the raya to Rav Acha's opinion, the stricter opinion, that says that in the middle of the sukkah, you don't have the din of Lavud. Just like in the skylight, you don't have the din of Lavud. No, what does Ravina, the more lenient opinion, say about the Mishnah and Olos? The Idach, Shain Hilchus Tumah. Oh, Hilchus Tumah are different. Why? This is the halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. And when you have halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai, you can't learn it out to anything else. As Rashi points out, it's in the first of the widest lines in the Rashi. Halachi gemirulu, dibra maschel, Mi'Sinai. This is halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. They in love with Biemsa. And that's what it tells us. And therefore, me halacha lo garina mi diachrite. Elaho di itmar be. You can't learn anything else from it. So you can only learn it out in regards to this din of tumah. But you can't learn it out in regards to sukkah. And that's what Ravina, the more lenient opinion, would say. Nadik where it says, Dorash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, the famous great chosid, when we have it throughout Shas, it says, chosid echod, it's either Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi or Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bava. So Dorash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi said, Bayis shenivchas v'sicha chagabav, this is what we had previously in our Mishnah, in yesterday's shir, if you have a hole in the middle of your living room, and you put schach on it, you create a skylight in the middle of your living room, and you put schach on it, so ksheir, it's a perfectly valid sukkah. Now, he didn't qualify this in any way. So Amar lafan of Rabbi Yishmael Rav Yossi. When Rabbi Yishmael Rav Yossi heard that Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi said this, he says, Rabbi, you have to qualify this. Rabbi, parish. Rashi explains, parish es tvarecha. Please expand on what you said so people don't mistakenly misunderstand you. Kach pirishaba. Rabbi Yishmael Rav Yossi said his great father, Rabbi Yossi, had said, this Mishnah is only going to be if the situation is that it's within Arba Amos of the skylight in the middle. So when it's true, Arba Amos Pesula. When it's Arba Amos, so then it's going to be Pesula. But Pachos mi Arba Amos Sherit, then you have the principle of Dofen Akuma, and that's why it's going to be good. So only if the skylight is within four Amos of three of the sides, so then you have Dofen Akuma to allow it. Otherwise, it would be no good. Another statement that Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi said, Dorash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, the following, Avruma. What is Avruma? So Rashi tells us, Avruma, second line in the widest lines in Rashi, is Dira Masal Avruma, Min Dogim Kitanim, Vein Shrotzim Nikorim Behen. There's a certain small type of fish that was familiar to them, and the Shrotzim are not going to be with it, this type of fish. Ein Shrotzim Nikorim Behen. So therefore, this Avruma is Shaya. If you catch these small little fish, these Dogim Kitanim, known as Avruma, so it is allowed to be presumed that there are no small non-kosher shrotzim fish mixed in with them. So that's what Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi said, just stam. He didn't qualify this. And again, on the front of Rav Yossi said, Rebbe, please go and qualify this. Rebbe Parish, please explain it a little bit further, because Kachamar Abba, when I learned this thing from my holy father, Rav Yossi, he had stated it as follows, Shamokum ploni asura, shamokum ploni muteris. It depends where. Certain places the Avruma is kosher, and certain places the Avruma is not going to be kosher. As Rashi points out, Shamokum ploni asurim, sheshrotzim gidelin biosanar. In that river, in that water body, so there are also non-kosher fish that get mixed in with the Avruma. Umeirov kotnam, and because they're so small, enichol hefrishom shenen nikarim. You may not recognize them. They're such small little fish. They all get mixed in together that you can't really tell the kosher from the non-kosher ones. So in this place that they are prevalent, so then it's asuros. But in the place where they weren't prevalent, then it's mutaros. So that's why you have to qualify when is the avruma good, when is it not good. And this is based upon a statement, kihod de'omer Abaye, as Abaye had said, hay tzachnta. What is a tzachnta? It's a certain type of a fish that came from a river known as Bav. So this tzachanta that came de Bav Nara, that came from the river Nara of Bav, de Bav Shaya, is permitted. Now, why is that so? Why was there no concern that there were non-kosher fish mixed in with this as well? Again, Rashi points out, this tzachanta is min dogim kitanim. So why aren't we concerned that there are other non-kosher small kitanim fish mixed in with it? So my time is that we're not concerned. So the Gemara gives several suggestions and rejects them. If you're telling me that the non-kosher fish can't swim in these fast-flowing waters, a non-kosher fish, doesn't have a strong spinal cord, it's impossible to survive in such waters. So therefore, the tzachanta that is found in these fast-flowing rivers is certainly going to be kosher because no non-kosher fish could survive there. That's not true. We do say that they can survive there, so that can't be the reason. Gemara says, mustn't it be because of the salt content? Elamishum de Meliche Maya. It's because it's very salty water. V'hai dog tame, these non-kosher fish, these shrutzim, even the less late kill face, since they don't have scales, that's one of the simonim, that the non-kosher fish don't have scales, so lomatsikai. They can't survive. There is no fish, by the way, that has a snapir, the kaskeses, it has one of the two. No fish has one of the two. Either the fish has both, snapir and kaskeses, or it has neither. So the Gemara asks elsewhere, how come you tell me then both simonim? Just tell me one simon. So it says, lahagdil Torah ladira, that we should just learn more Torah. That's why it's written down the second simon. But in any event, these non-kosher fish don't have scales, and yet they're able to survive in this very salty water. So that can't be the reason why you don't have to be concerned about non-kosher fish mixing in with the sachanta in this river of Bav that we just mentioned. So the Gemara says, Ella, the real reason is, Mishum de lo marbe tinayu dog tome, because in those waters, the mud over there, tinayu, doesn't somehow allow those non-kosher fish to develop and grow. So therefore, in those certain types of muddy waters of this river, Bav, so there are no non-kosher fish that are able to reproduce and grow in that river. So therefore, if you find it sachanta in the river Bav, so then it's going to be kosher. We can take it to the bank. However, that was in the time that Abaye said it. Ravina. Ravina lived at the conclusion of the Amoraim period. And he said, for Idna, nowadays, that they've changed the water flows, the Shofchi, Nahar Esan, and Nahar Ganda, Lahasam, they diverted these two rivers, Nahar Esan and Nahar Ganda, that they now flow into the Bav River. So now the silt content has changed, the mud content has changed, and therefore non-kosher fish can reproduce and grow in the Bav, and therefore Asira. Now, the tzachanta that are found there, you have to be concerned that they're mixed in with non-kosher fish, and therefore they are Asir. Boris continues and says, Itmar, we learned in the Beis Medrash, Sichich al gabiach sadro sheyesh lo pitzimin. If a person were to take this achsadra, again, the achsadra we said was a porch that had the porch part projecting out from the walls. And when we learned this in yesterday's shir, we didn't have any support beams holding it up. But today we have these patsimim. Patsimim basically are support poles or beams that are holding up the porch. And that's now what you're putting the schach on top of. If you want, you can see diagrams of this in the art scroll next to footnote number 36. As well, you can see this in the Pirush Chai on page 54, diagram number 277, or in the Illustrated Gemara on page 39, diagram number 117. Incidentally, if you had any trouble with any of the diagrams and pictures that I'd mentioned earlier in the Shia today, there are nice illustrations of this in the Illustrated Gemara on page 39, as well as in the Pirush Chai on page 54. I didn't mention them. I thought I was able to describe it without the illustrations, but if you had any trouble, please look in those two places for the pictures. In any event, when you have this schach on the achsadra that is held up, this achsadra, this porch area, the second floor is held up and its inner aspect, it's away from the wall, it's held up by this patsimim, by these poles, then it's kshera. He says, if you put the schach up in this situation, it definitely is going to be kshera. She'ein lo patsimim, if it doesn't have these patsimim, however, then it's going to depend. Abaye will say kshera, Abaye mar kshera, v'rav mar psula. Now, we'll see that we're talking about that we don't have the din of dofen akuma. If you have the din of dofen akuma, so then everybody says it's good. And that's what the Gemara is now going to tell us right now. Abaye amar kshera. We turn to the Amud Beis. Abaye says that it's kosher because Amrinam we say pitik reyorid v'sosim. This is a principle we had previously. This is based upon good ochitz. We view something as extending downward, and here we say that the lip of the porch, we view that end of it as going down. And again, you can see diagrams of this in all the places I just mentioned. And the art scroll, you look next to footnote number 1, and in the Pirush Chai on page 55 would be diagram number 278. And the Illustrated Gemara on page 40, diagram number 118. So this principle of pi tikra, the lip of the mouth of the tikra, which means the side of the tikra, yorid v'sosim, we view it as if it's extending downward. So that's what Abaye says. And therefore, even if it's more than 4 amos away from the wall, so you don't have dofen akuma, here's the wall. Here's, we halachically say, there's a new wall coming down over here, and therefore the schach that you're putting up, connecting these two sides of the porch, so this schach is enclosed in a three-walled sukkah because of pi tikra yorid v'sosim. That's what Abaye says. Rava Mar Psula. Rava disagrees. Rava says, no. Lo Amrin and Pitikri Orisos. If we don't apply this principle over here, we'll have to see why not. Amalei Rava Labaye. Rava says to Abaye, wait a second. Lididach, according to you, who holds Pitikri Orisosim, the Amr is Pitikri Orisosim, Afilu Hivchiz Dofen Emsai. So then, why do you need to have the middle wall there? Technically, even without the middle wall, you would still have Pitikri Orisosim. So, how come you insist that there be three walls over here? Technically, it should be good with two walls. So the Gemara says, no. Abaye would respond, Omale, Modina Lucha Bahihi. I would agree to you in that situation that there, when you have the other end, the middle wall, taken away, then you can't apply Pitik Rabbi Yorvi Sosin. Why not? Because then it would be the Havalei Kemavoy Hemafulish. This would be like a Mavoy that goes through and through. Again, you can see this in the various diagrams over here. If you wanted to look in the Illustrated Gemara, this would be diagram number 119 on page 40. On page 55 in the Illustrated, in the Pirush Chai, it would be diagram number 279. And the Art Scroll, it would be next to footnote number 3. So here, it's like you have a mavi that goes through and through. And here we don't say, pi tikra yori v'sosim, when it's a mavi mafulish, because there's traffic going through there all the time. As opposed to if it's three sides enclosed, so then there's not so much traffic going through the fourth side, you could say the principle of pi tikra yori v'sosim. Gemara continues to discuss this machlokas between Abaye and Rabba. Gemara says, lema Abaye v'Rabba, this machlokas, where Rabba says, we don't say Pitikri Yorvi Sosim. And Abaye says we do say Pitikri Yorvi Sosim. Let us say that this is an earlier machlokis in the Amorayim. Lema Abaye v'Rabba b'pulksu the Rav Ushmul k'mivligei. Let us suggest that their machlokis of the later Amorayim, Abaye v'Rabba, parallels exactly the machlokis of Rav Ushmul. Where is that? The Itmar. Because we have Rav Ushmul saying, Achsadro b'bikot. If you have some sort of what we would call like a pagoda, or some sort of an open pavilion in the field, Achsadro b'bikot. And you can see, again, diagrams of this in the Illustrated Gemara, page 40, diagram number 120. In the Perush Chai, it would be on page 57, diagram number 289, Achsadro Bebika. And you see this in the Art Scroll as well, right next to footnote number 5, where it says, see diagram. Now, here we have the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar, regarding this Achsadra Bebeka, that Mutal Taltal Bechula, this is talking about Hilchus Shabbos, nothing to do with Hilchus Sukkah, he says that underneath this area we consider it enclosed because of the principle of Pitikra Yorv is so same, the Amrinam Pitikra Yorv is so same, so no one could carry underneath this as a Rishus HaYochid. Otherwise, it would be a Carmelis, or possibly even a Rishus HaRabin, depending where this Achsadra was located, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to carry within it Dalet Amos. But we consider it an enclosed area, even though it's not physically enclosed, it's only halakhically enclosed, because of the principle of P. Tikri Yorvi Sosin. Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel Amar Eim Etaltlin Bo El B'Arba Amos. Shmuel says, no, like any other Carmelis or Rishus HaRabin, you can only carry it up to Dalet Amos, because he holds the law of Amrinam P. Tikri Yorvi Sosin. So therefore, let us suggest that this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel is exactly paralleling the later machlokas of Abaye and Rava. Where it says, not necessarily so. Aliba de Shmuel, according to Shmuel, who says that we don't say Pitik or Yor Visosim over here, so then Kuli Amalo Plige. Certainly, both Abaye and Rava would have to say that Shmuel certainly doesn't hold Pitik or Yor Visosim. Because he doesn't hold that this is good. So he clearly doesn't hold Pitikri Yorvi Sosim. The only place that they could still have an argument, however, is Ki Pligi, Aliba the Rav. The question would be, do Abaye and Rava both say that Rav holds that Pitikri is Yorvi Sosim? Maybe not. So Abaye, who holds Pitikri Yorvi Sosim, says, yeah, Rav holds like me, Pitikri Yorvi Sosim. So Aliba the Rav, Abaye says, Ki Rav. He says, Pitikri Yorvi Sosim. However, Rav would say, not so fast. I could also hold like Rav. But Rav Amar Lecha, Rav would tell you, no, Ad Kan Lo Amar Rav Hotsam. The only reason why Rav said in the case of the Achsadra in the Bika that you're allowed to carry underneath it is Ella de Mechitzos the Achsadra Hu Diavide. Because there, these walls are functioning essentially for the Achsadra. And therefore, that's why we say Pitikri Yorvi Sosim. Because after all, these imaginary halachic walls are coming down. They're functioning to enclose the achsadra. However, aval hacha, in the case of our walls that are coming out from the porch, the second floor, aval hacha, in this scenario, the lav lahachi avide, these walls aren't really functioning as walls of a sukkah. They're functioning as walls of this porch.
And therefore, the porch is not what you're eating underneath, it's the schach that is standing outwards. So therefore, lo. In this situation, Rav would argue that Rav doesn't hold pitik rior visosim over here. He does hold pitik rior visosim in regards to Eruv, but la davka, does he hold it over here? So therefore, Abaye and Rav still are in a disagreement. Where it continues and says, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said in yesterday's shir, V'chein chotzer mukefes achsadra, we said if you have a courtyard that is surrounded by these porches and you place the schach on top of it, so there, in that situation, if you have dofen akuma, so then it's good. If you don't have dofen akuma, it's too far away, it's no good. But how come v'amai, neima pitik riyarvisosim, according to Abaye, it still should be good, even if it's more than four amos. Because, after all, you have pitikra yorid visosim. You don't need the dofen akuma. Even if you're beyond dofen akuma, you have pitikra yorid visosim. So how come Abaye says in that situation that it's no good if it's more than dalet amos? So Gemara says, Tirguma Rava Aliba Abaye. I always love this. The Gemara says, Abaye didn't know the answer, but Rava didn't want to win his argument for the sake of winning. He wanted to be halachically correct. And he says, if that's how you're going to shlug up Abaye, that's not a good way to shlug him up. And therefore, Tirguma Rava, Rava himself gave the answer for Abaye. Tirguma Rava, Aliba Abaye, Kishvihishva es Keruyo. That we're dealing over here is that there is no pitikra in this situation. You can see this in the diagrams in the art scroll next to footnote number 7. You can see this in the illustrated Gemara on page 41 in diagram number 121, and you can see this in the Pirush Chai on page 57 in looking at diagrams number 291, where it's not that they're shaveh, and in figure number 292, where they are shaveh, you clearly see the contrast between the two of them. In the area where it's shivuyo, where kishihishva es keruyo, where they are in fact exactly, the schach is exactly in between, so you don't see the pitikra, and therefore you don't apply pitikra Yorid Visosi. Now, this is version number 1. Besura Masde Laha Shmaisa Bahai Lishna. In Surah, they learned it the way we just did. Bepumpadisa Masde Barever. In Pumpadisa, they learned it a little bit differently. Sicha Chagabe Yachsadra She'en La Pitsimin. In Pumpadisa, they learned it that if you put up the schach on top of an Achsadra that didn't have Pitsimin, so then everybody holds it's no good. Nobody says Pitikur Yorid Visosi in that situation. Diri Yakob Sula, it's no good. Only Yeshla Pitsimim, even if you put up Pitsimim, that's where Abaye and Rava have the machlokas. Abaye Omak Sheira in that situation, and Rava Mapsula. What's the reasoning behind it? Abaye Omak Sheira, because Amrinu Lavud. Because Abaye says we hold the principle of Lavud in this situation, and the Pitsimim are within 3 Tvachim of each other. They're less than 3.0 Tvachim apart, and therefore we view them as a real halachic wall. Whereas Rava Mar Psula. Rava says, no, we don't apply the principle of Lavud in this situation. Why not? So Rashi tells us in Dibra Maschu v'Rav Amar Psula, the Lavud lav mechitzahi. Lavud isn't a physical mechitza. Ela mehaloch l'mosh misinai gemirila. It is haloch l'mosh misinai that it works in certain situations. V'chi gemirila alios mechitza l'cholo hanase b'shvilo. It only is haloch l'mosh misinai in regards to mechitzos. I will mishtaya l'hoch l'hoch l'ho. But to say that it should fill in as a halachic wall over here, that it cannot do. So Rava says we don't say that Lavud applies in this situation, therefore everybody agrees. It's like the basic din. If you don't have Pitsimim, then it's no good. So even if you do have Pitsimim, it doesn't help you because of Lavud, and Rava says it's no good. How do we paskin? The Hilchos of the Gemara says, Kalishna Kama. We paskin like the first version according to Rava. Whenever we have a machlokas, Rava and Abaye, except for the famous Yao Kagam, we always paskin like Rava. So we paskin over here like Rava, that we do in fact say Lavud, but we don't say Pitik or Yori Visosim under these situations where you don't have Patsimim. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shir.